You're listening to The Monocle Arts Review with me, Robert Bound. For our weekly look at the world's art exhibitions, we turn today to Helsinki. In the Finnish capital, we'll investigate Japan's influence on Nordic art at the Athenaeum Museum. Over at Muu Galleria, we'll take a look at the art of Laura Horilly, who looks at the Finns as immigrants, and we'll head to the Forum for an exhibition of work by the contemporary artist Vesa-Pekka Ranikko. And talking me through all three of these is Tom Jeffries, Monocle's correspondent in Helsinki. That is all to come here on The Monocle Arts Review with me, Robert Bound. Stay tuned. And welcome, for the first time, Tom Jeffries on the line from Helsinki. Nice to have you with us, Tom.
Thanks, Rob. Nice to be here.
And we'll kick off with a show with a great name, Japanomania. I can't stop saying it. It trips off the tongue. We'll see how long that lasts. This is an interesting one. So this is tracing Nordic art's fascination with Japan and Japanese art. Talk us through some of the things we're going to see on the walls at the Athenaeum Museum.
Well, it's an interesting exhibition, Rob. There's quite a range of art from the Nordic countries and also a whole host of art and design, graphic arts and various objects from Japan as well. So the exhibition does a really nice job of kind of pairing these two quite different cultures together and seeing what kind of insights arise from that. There's paintings by some of the big names from Finnish art, such as Akseli Gallen-Kallela and other artists from the region, such as Gerhard Munter. There's kind of big European names such as Monet and Van Gogh, as well as some of the more famous Japanese names like Hiroshige and Hokusai. So it's quite a big impacting exhibition, I'd say.
So there's a bit of sort of compare and contrast. You see the Hiroshige, and then you can see his influence on the Nordic art. Is that how they've done it? Is it sort of didactically presented, or do they just kind of let it flow?
Possibly a little. Sometimes it leads to some really nice moments. You mentioned Hiroshige, and there's a work by him called Stork in a Pine Branch, which is shown alongside one of Gallen-Kallela's famous paintings of a woodpecker. And that's quite a kind of iconic image in Finnish art that's sort of used on, reproduced on posters and mobile phone covers all over the place. So it's quite interesting to see that in a different light, really, kind of inspired by Japanese work, which is not something that I think many people would have thought necessarily.
There's a few different kind of thoughts going on here. There are things that maybe have aped the detail and the kind of visual identity of Japanese art. And then there's what you might call almost interior decoration. So there's beautiful oil paintings with sort of what you might call like a Japanese screen in the background or bamboo. There's the idea of both it affecting the artistry and almost the decoration within a portrait painting, for example, as well, right?
Yes, and I think the kind of design influence is actually, I mean, Finland and Japan sort of share quite a strong aesthetic in design and architecture. And I think the exhibition definitely channels that. It's less the kind of contemporary minimal approach we might expect and more the kind of elaborate decoration, as you say, on fans or wallpaper. I guess one of the interesting sort of shared aesthetics is, or shared interests, is in the natural world. A lot of Finnish artists are particularly interested in nature, especially woodlands. And the exhibition suggests that maybe this is not something that comes out necessarily of Finland's own beautiful landscapes, but actually comes out of an influence that comes from Japan, which is quite an interesting suggestion to make, and I'm not 100% convinced by it, I have to say.
You talked about the design culture as well, Tom. We feel that Nordic design has such a clear, clean, plain, rounded corners kind of aesthetic. And I guess that's sort of a mid-20th century preoccupation. So what was the stuff like, you know, in the late 19th century that was inspired by Japan?
Well, it's a lot more ornate. You're right in saying that the kind of contemporary image of Scandinavian design is very clean. In this period, which is the period where Finland is beginning to kind of try to find its own national identity, it's a lot more ornamental, I suppose. Again, they're looking to nature, but it's with ornamentation in mind. I mean, the architectural styles are very different to what we associate with Finland today, and the artistic styles are similar as well. There's a lot of interest in mythology, particularly Kalevala, which is the famous Finnish folk tale, and Gallen-Kallela illustrated that, and the kind of quite complicated imagery. Again, the exhibition suggests that some of that has been inspired by Japanese imagery, and I think that's more successful in making that point.
It's certainly, there's plenty of room for discussion on this one. It's Japanomania at the Athenaeum Museum. We're talking through Monocle's Helsinki correspondent Tom Jeffries' picks for three art shows in Helsinki on at the moment. The second one you've chosen, Tom, is Jokinen at the MUU Galleria, Muu. to its friends, obviously. This is a little bit more of a complex area. Talk us through the artist, maybe, and what she's showing here.
Yeah, this is a really interesting one. So it tells the story of a Finnish communist living in New York in the 1930s. His name is, my pronunciation of Finnish names is not amazing, but August Jokinen. And so the film, it's not incredibly long, 15 minutes long, tells the story of this man and his life in New York in the 1930s. So he was expelled from the Communist Party for racism, and then he recants and changes his views and becomes a staunch campaigner for civil rights. And then I guess the sort of central irony of the piece is that it is this campaigning that gets him into trouble with the US authorities. He's detained on Ellis Island and then eventually deported, and he chooses to go to the Soviet Karelia, which is the territory that between Finland and Russia that has been disputed over the years. So he chooses to go there. And so the film really tells that story in a sense in a kind of documentary fashion, but because it's an art piece rather than a television documentary, it takes quite a self-reflexive approach, I guess. So one of the kind of central threads is the artist's own research and the problems of that kind of research and what she can find out and what she can't, and the limitations of, you know, sort of spending lots of time in archives, reading newspaper clippings, and trying to kind of piece together this story and the places where she can find out certain information and the places where she can't. So it's very interesting.
It is interesting stuff. And we're talking, you know, about a historical artefact made contemporary but by its rendering. Is Laura Horilly, the artist, is she trying to make sort of emphatic links between that history and ideas of migration and immigration and being sort of chucked out as well? Is she making emphatic links between that time and today, Tom?
Well, I mean, I felt those links quite strongly, and I think it's hard in the kind of current climate around immigration to view this kind of work without thinking of that. And I think Finland is finding immigration quite a difficult subject to talk about. And I think what she does here is kind of invert the situation so that we see a Finnish person as the immigrant living away from home and how they are treated. And I think that kind of inversion must make people think about the situation today. I think it's hard to watch this kind of film without thinking about that.
It was interesting stuff. That is Jokinen at Muu Galleria. The next show we're going to be talking about, Tom Jeffries' third and final choice, is FOMA at Forum Box. Before we talk about that one, Tom, we've mentioned the Athenaeum Museum, we've mentioned Muu Galleria, we're going to be talking about Forum Box. What's Helsinki's gallery district like, if indeed it has one? Are these, in terms of giving our listeners a call to action, are these a stroll away from each other, or are they spread out all over the place, these galleries?
They are actually very close to each other, conveniently enough. Forum Box and Galleria Muu are about a 2-minute walk away from each other, and then Athenaeum is right in the centre of the city opposite the main train station. So they're all within about a 10-minute walking distance of each other, I'd say. Yeah, the gallery district in Helsinki is quite compact. Many of the galleries are run by artists or artist associations. There's not so much of a kind of commercial gallery scene in the city, which is something that makes it a little bit different to many other cities, I suppose.
There you go. We can walk from one to the other of these shows without even losing the flavour of your chewing gum. But let's end then, as promised, at Forum Box. This show is called FOMA. The artist is Vesa-Pekka Ranikko. This is another video installation piece, Tom, isn't it? Talk us through this one.
It is, yes. It's more playing on the installation side of video installation than Laura's work, which is more of a straight video. There's four different installations throughout the gallery. Forum Box is quite a big old industrial space, and the works kind of spread across the different rooms of the gallery. Each piece consists of a semi-permeable plastic screen on which two videos are projected from each side, so you can sort of see one through the other. I guess what he's trying to do is look at ideas around time, so the different projections. They're kind of abstract. I mean, there's certain things that are discernible, such as a figure moving in time to certain rhythms, or some architectural motifs, or some sort of abstract shapes moving around. But the kind of key issue, I suppose, is that the different projections are not synchronized. And there are a number of other elements that kind of play on that idea of the kind of live experience, and to what extent a live experience is mediated or is a kind of authentic, unique experience. And this is something that he's looked at a number of times before, usually with a focus on place, I think, whereas now it's more about time. So, for example, he's also kind of put coloured paper over some of the windows so that the experience changes according to light and weather conditions. So there's a number of kind of different things going on here. I have to say, I found it quite complicated. His work is always very self-reflexive and very clever, and it can take a while to get into, but I think it's one that I'll be thinking about for a while, certainly.
So is this one to admire rather than love, at least on first sight, Tom?
Yes, I think it's quite an intellectual kind of work rather than a sort of emotional punch.
Some of our listeners might have heard of Vesa-Pekka Ranikko. He represented Finland at the Venice Biennale in 2011, the Art Olympics. Is this typical of his work, of his artistic sort of preoccupations, do you think, this show?
Yes, definitely. His work at Venice I absolutely loved, and it was similar in the sense of being a kind of intellectual video installation. But what he was doing there was looking at the very specific architecture of the pavilion, which is designed by Alvar Aalto and was only ever intended to be temporary. So he was looking at very much responding to that particular building. Here, as I say, it's more about time. So he's using the same kind of motifs and strategies, but it's more about how we understand time and whether we can experience it directly or whether it always has to be something that is understood maybe later or by, in this case, watching something. So yeah, as I say, it is quite a complicated one, and I only just saw it this morning, so I'm still processing what he's trying to do.
Okay, interesting stuff. That is FOMA at Forum Box. The penny will drop, maybe in your sleep, who knows. Before that, Tom Jeffries chose Jokinen at Moo Galleria, and we kicked off with Japanomania at the Athenaeum Museum. All those shows are on now. They're very easy to walk between as well. Tom Jeffries, thank you very much for your debut performance. You have been tuned in to the Monocle Arts Review with me, Robert Bound. My producer was Holly Fisher, and our researcher was Fernando Augusto Pacheco. Join us again at the same time tomorrow for our weekly music chat. For the time being, from me, Robert Bound, thanks for tuning in.